USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New research saying the U.S. has seen a rise in mass shootings nationwide since the coronavirus pandemic began. A study out today in the journal JAMA Open Network also finding that mass shootings doubled in July 2020 when compared to a year before. Gun Violence Archives is reporting there have been 498 mass shootings this year so far. President Biden speaking at the White House on the economy today, saying he wants to help the nation's middle class and put the nation on a new economic path.
One that invests in this nation, creates real sustained economic growth, and it benefits everyone.
The Kroger supermarket chain is bringing back a worker mask requirement, regardless of the employee's vaccination status. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The fence is back around the U.S. Capitol building and the National Guard's at the ready in case it needs to be deployed over the weekend, as police say they may need help with crowd control if things turn violent at a Saturday rally. As many as 1,000 demonstrators are planning to gather, according to police, to support the more than 600 people arrested in the January Capitol attack, the event's organizer calling them political prisoners and promising the rally will stay peaceful. But police and the National Guard not taking any chances, workers started installing that fence around the building last night. It's another event that health officials suspect was a spreader of the virus in New York City. Health department officials say anyone who attended the Electric Zoo Musical Festival over Labor Day weekend should get tested for COVID immediately, regardless of your vaccination status. Weekly jobless claims were up a bit last week from the week before, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A comedian gets very serious. Jim Brewer talks about his reaction to Biden's vaccine mandate.
Saturday Night Live alumni and stand-up comedian Jim Brewer has canceled shows in Michigan and New Jersey because the venues required all attendees to be vaccinated from COVID-19. Mr. Brewer on Fox News says he took it personal when Biden finger-wagged unvaccinated Americans.
When our leader put that out there and pointed the finger like we're the demons, I'm not vaccinated. I had COVID. You're not going to tell me about my body. I know my body. I know my morals. I know my faith. You don't come telling me and threaten me and everyone else as if we're the demons. I have two close friends right now, fully vaccinated, and they got COVID.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House denies it invited rapper Nicki Minaj to visit after she made some controversial comments about COVID vaccinations, but she tweeted today that she got such an invitation. A White House official says she was only offered a telephone call with one of the White House doctors who would answer her questions about the vaccine. And it's been a long goodbye, but the last Sears store in America, or anywhere, is closing its doors for good, the one at the Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg, Illinois. Well, it'll shut for good on the 14th of November. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.